You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We'll start with Friday night's game then. It's Republic of Ireland against Wales. This one could be pretty interesting. Ireland are 6-4, the draw 2-1, and Wales are 9-4. Plenty of enhanced odds offers once again on the William Hill website. And this is a Your Odds game as well, hashtag Your Odds. If you want to get in touch with the traders, tweet at William Hill with hashtag Your Odds and the bet that you would like. We've enhanced Shane Long to score and Ireland to win from 3s to 7s to 2s. Or Gareth Bale to score 2 or more, pushed out from 8s to 10s, and a few other enhanced odds on there as well. We'll start with you here, Derek. Priced up as the Ireland are, well, they are the favourites, but it's priced up pretty delicately. Traders don't seem to know what to make of this one. And if I'm being honest, I wouldn't really know where to start with this either. What do you think?
Well, you're right. It's a tough one to call. You've got to wonder about how both sides will treat it, because it's been described as a must-win game. Well, it isn't for the Republic of Ireland. They're sitting pretty at the top of their group. I don't quite know how, by the way, but they are 4 points clear of Wales. So, you know, a draw would suit them very, very nicely. For Wales, though, it's must-win, because remember, it's only the top teams go through automatically in these groups, and then the second to the best eight second-place teams go through, go into the playoffs or something like that. So it's an important, more an important picture for Wales, and they'll be made up that Gareth Bale is fit after so long out. I looked at this picture and I thought, if Bale is undercooked, I don't like Wales' chances. But everything we've heard from Chris Coleman, the Wales manager, and Bale himself suggests that he's fighting fit and, you know, and back to his best. And if Bale is back to his best, you've got to give Wales a massive chance here at these kind of prices. 9-4 is big for a team that got to the semi-finals of the Euros last summer. And, you know, people are saying they've gone off the boil a little bit. Well, they haven't lost in that group yet. One win and three draws. And I think there's a lot more to come from them. The Republic have got an awful lot of injuries, far from fully fit, off their squad. And I've got any doubts about them. I look at the Wales team and I look at the Republic of Ireland team. And on neutral territory, I'd be backing Wales all day long. I'm never afraid to back teams away from home, even in internationals. And I think Wales at 9-4 are overpriced there.
Okay. Tom, Gareth Bale 6-4 any time. That's the same price as Republic of Ireland are to win this match. Thing is, I look at Republic of Ireland, I just don't see loads of goals. And Wales tend not to score too many anyway, but they get the job done, or at least they have done in recent years. But as Derek was saying there, Wales' results so far, if you go back 2 years, they'd be pretty pleased with them. It's just that they overachieved maybe at the Euros, is that maybe some people have been slightly underwhelmed by them so far. But what do you think?
Well, I think they're massively underachieving. You've got to remember, this Welsh team were the top seeds in this qualifying group, so you'd expect them to be leading the way at the top of the table. But what's telling for me about Wales is those last three results. They've had 3 score draws in a row, and in every single one of those games, they were in front at half-time, and they've let lead slip towards the end. So there's a trend there that I think could well follow up this weekend. I think a few months ago, Republic of Ireland, if they had their fully fit team and Wales didn't have Gareth Bale, this is a home win all day long. But you look at the players that are missing from the Republic of Ireland team. Now, let's not forget, I know Austria were awful in the Euros, but their qualifying record and their home record over the last couple of years is fantastic. And Ireland went there and deservedly won that game. And I know Austria aren't in a great place now, but it was still a pretty impressive result. But you're looking at the team this weekend, 5 of the players that played in Austria are likely to be missing, including, you know, their first-choice centre-backs, Kieran Clark and Shane Duffy. So you take those two out of it, you take Harry Arter out of it, Wes Houlihan, Robbie Brady, who's suspended. That severely weakens this Republic of Ireland side. But Wales are all dependent on Gareth Bale. Now, they're dependent on a world-class superstar player. And it could well be the difference, but I can't see this being anything other than a draw. Ireland will set themselves up for that because they know they don't need to win this game. They just need to keep the Welsh at arm's length. Wales are going there knowing, and I know Chris Coleman's trying to play it cool, but he knows his team have got to win. They've dropped some. I mean, you know, a home draw against Serbia and a home draw against Georgia. I mean, these are poor results for a team that, as I say, were top seeds in this group. So I think it'll be a draw all day long because it will suit the Republic of Ireland, and I think they'd probably take it given their injuries. But I mentioned that little trend about Wales letting half-time lead slip. The double result Wales draw is 16-1, and I don't mind the look of that at all, but I think this will end up all score. I think it'll be a good game, and I think it'll be a score draw. So the draw on both teams to score as well will come into my thinking at 16-5, but it's going to end all square, I'm sure of it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.